With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Iran reimposes restrictions on the Strait of Hormuz.
An anchor on Iranian TV reads a statement from Iran's armed forces that says as long as the United States does not allow full freedom of movement of vessels from Iran, the Strait of Hormuz will remain under strict control and in its previous state. After opening the strait on Friday to commercial vessels, Iran has changed its mind and on Saturday fired on a tanker attempting to pass the waterway. Iran says it will continue to block transit through the strait as long as the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports remains in effect. This after President Donald Trump said the blockade will remain in full force until Tehran reaches a deal with the U.S., including on its nuclear program. I'm Donna Warder.
The world's largest aircraft carrier, the USS Gerald R. Ford, has again entered the waters of the Middle East. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the details.
The Ford, which until recently was operating in the eastern Mediterranean, transited the Suez Canal along with a pair of destroyers, the U.S. Mahan and the U.S. Winston S. Churchill, and is now operating in the Red Sea, according to a defense official. The Ford's arrival makes it the second aircraft carrier in the region, in addition to the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Arabian Sea. USS George H.W. Bush is also heading toward the region and is currently off the coast of South Africa. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An oil industry trade association says a Democratic congressman's claim about gas prices in his state are not true. Correspondent Ken Lorman reports.
Representative Ro Khanna blamed President Trump and the ongoing Iran conflict for nearly $6 per gallon gas prices in his district, but the U.S. Oil and Gas Association quickly countered, attributing the high costs to California's state policies and taxes.
This is SRN News. A new report on tithing.
It comes from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, and it finds that the biblical 10% guide is not being observed by many Christians. Gray Matter spokesman Ron Sellers tells Baptist Press, quote, "Today's evangelicals rarely come anywhere near that goal. Almost nobody is tithing. The average evangelical Protestant gives less than 2% of his income to his church. Overall giving levels have stabilized after several years of decline." Michael Harrington reporting.
A transgender darts player said he's not done fighting after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noah Lynn von Leuven of the Netherlands is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying it has commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women and got a lot of legal advice. This is SRN News. A new Ford recall affecting F-150 pickup trucks.
Ford is recalling almost 1.4 million of its F-150 pickup trucks in the U.S. because of a gear shift issue that may lead to drivers losing control of their vehicles and increase the risk of a crash. The recall includes F-150 light trucks with a six-speed automatic transmission that were produced between March 12, 2014 and August 18, 2017. Vehicle owners will be notified about the recall by mail and instructed to bring their vehicle to a Ford or Lincoln dealer to have their powertrain control module calibration updated at no cost. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In 2012, South Korean pianist Lee Hun suffered a major stroke that left him with a right-sided paralysis. That could have ended his music career, but inspired by his mentor, he started practicing pieces for his left hand alone. More details at srnnews.com.